Welcome to the pre-show notes for the audio-described performance of The Chinese Lady by Lloyd Tse, directed by Helen Young. My name is Kellen Henthorne, and I'm Timeline's Audience Services Manager. In this pre-show program, I'll give you a description of the set, and then you'll hear from the actors Mee Kang and Glenn Obrero, who will give you descriptions of the visual aspects of their characters. If you are attending the audio-described performance of The Chinese Lady on Friday, June 17th, our audio describer will provide more detail about the set and the show itself. I hope you'll join us. The Chinese Lady is currently running in a proscenium theater at Theater Wit. It's an intimate space with about 100 red seats set up in 8 rows facing the stage. About 2 feet from the first row of audience seats on the ground protrudes a plain black step about 6 inches high, 2 feet deep, and 20 feet across. 2 feet back from that step's edge is a floor-to-ceiling wall. The wall is painted light green and distressed, so it looks vintage and well-worn. Along the wall's expanse is decorative molding, a stripe of wood about 4 inches wide and in the same color as the walls itself, runs from floor to ceiling about every foot or so. These wood stripes are complemented at random intervals with squares, about a foot wide and tall, made of the same substance as the wood stripes. A row of 14 of these decorative wood squares are centered on the wall, flush with the black step. Above the decoration, set into the wall, is a portal, edged in green wood. The portal is 15 feet across by about 10 feet high, and when you sit down, vibrant yellow curtains with swirling golden and green patterns are pulled closed. Above the portal, at varying heights, hang 8 red paper lanterns with silver tassels. They are lit and glow warmly, casting round shadows on the walls. There are 2 golden ropes that dangle from the ceiling to about 2 feet off the ground on either side of the portal. When the golden portal curtains are pulled back, a rich red room is revealed. The room has 3 walls and is about 15 feet across and maybe 10 feet deep. You get the sense that the room has been cut in half and fits snugly into the portal for display. The side walls of the room are set on a diagonal, with the back wall parallel to the edge of the stage. The 2 side walls have decorative geometric designs, all in shades of red, on their bottom thirds. The top thirds of these side walls are designed with square and rectangular shelvings of various sizes, filled with vases, teacups, paintings, and statues of the Buddha. They are meant to evoke typically oriental ornaments and trinkets and artwork. The back wall, being parallel to the edge of the stage, has a large keyhole-shaped doorway carved into it. The thin part of the door, or the lower part, is about 3 feet high and 2 feet wide, while the circular top portion is about 4 feet in diameter. The same golden curtains with rich gold and green swirling patterns hang behind the doorway and shimmer with light. At the center of this red room is a dark wood chair with curling wood armrests. It is flanked by 2 more decorative stools, like the ones outside of the portal. These with more apparent white and gold designs on their tops. They're a little fancier. When the curtains open during the play, Afang Moy, the Chinese lady, is usually sitting in the chair between the 2 stools, looking out at the audience. We hope that this brief description of the set design will give context to the actors' descriptions of their characters. And with that, welcome Mee Kang, who plays Afang Moy.
Hi, my name is Mee Kang, and my character's name is Afang Moy. I am currently an MFA acting student at Northwestern, graduating this year, and The Chinese Lady at Timeline Theater is my first show in Chicago. My character's name is Afang Moy, and The Chinese Lady follows Afang from 14 years old through the rest of her life and to the present, when she would be 202 years old. Ah Feng's relationship to Ah Teng starts off very professionally as a translator, and it evolves into friendship and family, in my opinion. She also has a relationship with the audience and sees them as her friends. My Ah Feng Moy's height is 5'3". She is light-skinned and of East Asian descent, specifically Chinese. Her hair color is dark brown, almost black, and is pulled up in a bun for the show. She does not have facial hair. She sits with good posture for most of the show. And even though she sits for most of the show with very upright posture, she is physically animated in the chair and also walks in a circle around the chair to demonstrate how she walks with her bound feet. When Ah Feng Moy walks to demonstrate the form and function of her bound feet to the audience, it starts off as very slow and presentational at the beginning so that the audience can really see what she's doing. So it's very formal, it's very precise. And as the play continues, the walk becomes more significant to her life and her perseverance, and does become less presentational as the story moves forward. Generally, the designers were trying to convey through their work the different ages and circumstances that Ah Feng Moy is in. In the very beginning, in the first scene, Ah Feng is wearing traditional Chinese clothing, a pink top with beautiful medallion details on the print and a long blue skirt. As the play goes on, we see different pieces being built on top of it to show her success. Some of the pieces that are added to the base costume of the pink top and blue skirt include a green vest in scene two, and in scene three, a long, great yellow coat with a large headpiece. And then as we follow her story and as she ages and changes, all of those are removed and a new base is put on that includes more stereotypical Asian-looking clothing, which happens in scene four, such as red gloves, a skirt that includes dragons on the print, a fan in the hair. Then in scene five, all of those pieces come off and a very Western blue blazer comes on to symbolize where she's at in her life and how Chinese Americans are viewed in the country at the time and what Ah Feng Moy has to do to survive and what she has to wear and present. And in the last scene, we see that blue blazer come off and a black shawl come on to show how much she's aged and where she's at in that last scene. There aren't consistent props that Ah Feng uses in the play, but a prop that comes up multiple times and is used as a way to demonstrate Chinese culture to the audience are chopsticks. In the beginning, it's very presentational, and we assume that the audience doesn't know what chopsticks are, and they are compared to forks. As the play goes on, we see that demonstration still happening, but it's happening with less significance until eventually it's used as a way to show how this presentation of Chinese culture has become very stereotyped and almost not even of the culture anymore. In the first presentation of the chopsticks, I lift them up, one chopstick in each hand, and I show them to the audience. Then I turn the chopsticks to their side and demonstrate how they are used and what the hands are doing to hold and use the chopsticks. Then I grab food with the chopsticks and demonstrate eating with them. And in the first scene, it is very meticulous and very detailed to show the unknowing audience how chopsticks can be used. At the top of the show, I start in the theater as the audience members are coming in. I'm sitting on the lip of the stage in jeans and a white tank top, and I watch who my friends are for the performance. Then as pre-show ends and the show, the actual Chinese Lady show is about to start, I leave the house and go backstage to get on stage wearing the traditional Chinese clothing on top of the white shirt and jeans. Afang Moy's first lines are,
"Hello, my name is Afang Moy. It is the year 1834. I am 14 years old and newly arrived in America."
Please welcome Glenn Obrero, who plays Atung.
My name is Glenn Obrero. I play the role of Atung. The last project that I did in Chicago was The Great Leap at Steppenwolf Theater, but you might have seen me in The Scientific Method at Rivendell Theater or 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea at Looking Glass Theater. This is my timeline debut. In the script, Atung never shares his true age. He says that he is as old as the wind. He starts the play around 20 years old, early 20s, because we decided in the room, he is 5 to 6 years older than Afang Moy. And in the play, Afang Moy starts as 14 years old. And his relationship to Afang Moy is he is a helper, chaperone, server, assistant, and a friend. Atung is 5'6". His skin tone is light tan, light olive, short black thin hair that swoops to the left. No facial hair. Atung's posture is very upright. And when he is seated, as he is for most of the play, he holds his hands together and places it on his thigh. Atung moves around the stage in a very precise and sharp manner. When things bother him or have a different opinion, opposite of Afang Moy, he sometimes taps his finger on his hand. He opens the curtains and brings Afang Moy's food in a very presentational and flourished way. But usually he just stays seated in his seat with very minimal movement. And at the end of the play, he still has those upright posture. But when he gets older, it's a little bit more hunched over and his movements are a lot slower and but still precise and exact. Atung is placed outside of the portal, and he has his own little seat there because being on the stage means that he is a part of the performance as a performer, and he is not, and he wishes that he is. He states that in the play, that sometimes he wishes that he is the one who is being looked at. So he has a different relationship with the room. Or the portal, in that portal, there's a different relationship between that. And we decided in the room that the room itself is a different character. And my relationship with the room is different from Afang Moy's relationship with the room. But at the end, I think we all agree that, you know, this is where we are. This is our home. At some point of the play, Afang Moy has an idea to retell the story of when she met the president, who was Andrew Jackson. So as the translator of Afang Moy, Atung both says his translation from Afang Moy and from Andrew Jackson. So in order to retell that story, he becomes Andrew Jackson. So the physicality shifts and it changes from being Atung and Andrew Jackson. And as Andrew Jackson, he has a different accent, a North Carolinian accent, and the way he moves is that he leads with his neck and has a smug smile, and the way he moves from back and forth is that I step like in a huge, kind of like a lunge. I lunge quickly from one character to the other. Atung in the scene stands in a very upright physicality motion, and as I lunge to Andrew Jackson, for the most part of the scene, is seated and his legs are widespread apart as if he was taking three chairs on the train with a smug smile and a little hunched over. My very first costume in the play is that I have a disguise as a hoodie. I have a navy blue hoodie, black hat, and really big, long, baggy jeans. And the shoes are my slip-on shoes that I wear as Atung. And the reason why I have these clothes is so that I could enter the house sneakily, because there's no other entrance for me to get to this part of the house where I need to enter and exit out of. Once the play starts, I remove that disguise, and Atung wears a traditional Manchu dress, which is a long sleeve t-shirt with a mandarin collar with matching pants. This specific costume I have is black with dragon embroidery etchings on the shirt that is also black. So the dragons are very subtle and not too disturbing. There are red stitched accents in the shirt on both sides of the buttons going down vertically. The end of the long sleeves are also red that are about 2 inches wide. I wear a black hat with no brim, and much like the end of the long sleeves, the bottom of the hat is also red. I have a little pocket watch that I sometimes look at, especially when it is time for Afong to walk or just to be on the schedule, and it is hooked on one of the loopholes on my shirt and lives in the left side pocket. There is a rope, a long rope, on both sides of the stage that I interact with in every scene. The rope is very long, and it's tied on the ceiling and drops down to around my ankles or my knees. I pull the rope down to open and close the curtains of the portal every scene. I also have a tray that I bring to stage for Afong Moy when it's time for her to eat. The tray has nice handles at the end of it that I could easily just carry it. It has teapots, a rice bowl, chopsticks, and some type of spoon for stirring the tea. My first lines as Atung literally just introduces himself. I am Atung. You do not need to know who I am or where I come from or how it came to be that I speak both languages with such practical and occasionally poetic fluency. Only that I will assist Afong Moy during all exhibition hours. Andrew Jackson is,
I do like Chinese, yes. In fact, I've often found Oriental people to be quite winsomely exotic.
Thank you for listening to the pre-show notes, and enjoy Timeline Theater's The Chinese Lady.